Civil unrest has ruled the streets of Chile for about 8 days now, sparked by a recent hike in subway fares in Santiago. Freelance journalist Josh Tucker is located in Chile, and he says it isn't just about paying 30 extra pesos.
The fact is that a lot of the poorest people in the country, about 40%, spend a third of their income just on public transportation. So even a 30 peso rise, which is relatively small, in the price of the subway, was enough to really make their lives a lot harder, especially coming on the heels of another raise just 2 weeks before. So last week, throughout the week, people were evading paying the subway fare. They were just jumping the turnstiles and getting on the trains. And so that went on through Friday. So the subway fare increase was kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back. On Friday night, there were also a number of violent protests. The subway stations were attacked. A total of 19 subway stations had significant fire damage. 6 Walmarts had significant fire damage. A 20-story international gas company building belonging to Enel also had significant fire damage. And so this is the crucial context for what brought now millions of people nationwide into the streets. The military was called out Saturday in response to all this fire damage. And President Sebastian Piñera called a state of emergency, which allows him to suspend a lot of people's basic rights, like the right to assemble. And so about half the country is under state of emergency. And many of those cities are also under a military curfew, which has become a shoot-to-kill curfew. In many cases, there are a lot of videos that have gone viral on the internet of the military opening fire on the streets. And the death toll since Friday is officially confirmed at 18.
Unions across the country started a general strike yesterday, including teachers, miners, and longshoremen, and plan to strike again tomorrow. Tucker says protesters are pressing President Sebastian Piñera to resign.
Even before this happened, President Sebastian Piñera has had approval ratings in the mid-30s. He's not a popular president. His agenda has been stalled. And he's a conservative billionaire, which is very out of step with the social demands that people have been making. This thing has been sort of a train wreck for him from beginning to end. So first, Friday night, as things started to intensify, members of the Chilean press found him in an Italian restaurant eating pizza, sort of in a wealthy area of town, while the country was responding to a crisis. So that threw him off kilter from the beginning. And then he declared the state of emergency and called out the military. The majority of the population is absolutely fed up with Piñera. For one moment, the Renuncia Piñera hashtag was the number one trending hashtag in the world. That, of course, means resign, Piñera.
Piñera made remarks Sunday, saying that Chile is at war, and for the older generation of Chileans, that reminds them of the 17-year-long reign of the dictator Augusto Pinochet. Pinochet was installed in a CIA-backed coup in 1973, and with him came extreme neoliberal economic policies. In Chile, highways and the water supply are privatized, unlike anywhere else in the world. This means that although Chile has seen economic growth in the past 10 years, little of that prosperity has been passed on to the average person. Economic inequality runs rampant in Chile.
I think that if you have a bad job or if you're not sure about the security of your job, that's going to affect your health. And so the fact that the minimum wage in Chile being well under $500 a month, that's what 40% of Chileans live on, does not leave you enough to pay the bills. It's like, you can't live on that. And so every little way that the government tries to take money away, whether it's charging parents money to send their kids to high school, many of the charter schools in Chile, parents have to pay tuition, or whether it's increasing the subway fare or the privatized health system or the privatized highways or the privatized water system, all these things chip away at that already insufficient minimum wage that people are already trying to survive on. So when this conservative billionaire president does things that demonstrate that, or maybe people feel that he doesn't understand the really difficult situation they're in, like not raising the subway fare twice in a period of 3 weeks, and then triggers memories of living under dictatorship by calling out the military on his own people, people are incredibly inspired to be in the streets. And we're seeing just absolutely humongous crowds. You know, I've been covering protests here, like I said, for over 4 years, making my new documentary about social movements and indigenous rights actions in Chile called Veins of Resistance. That's veinsofresistance.net. And I got to say, I've never seen a five-day period where we had 5,400 people arrested in protest.
An extended version of my conversation with freelance journalist Josh Tucker can be heard tomorrow at 5:30 on the KBOO Evening News or online at kboo.fm. For KBOO Evening News, I'm Althea Billings.